It is Friday morning, which is when we hear conversations from StoryCorps. This project is recording interviews with everyday people like Dana Viviano. She is a nurse. For the past 15 years, she's been caring for cancer patients. And at Siteman Cancer Center in St. Louis, Dana sat down to answer some questions from her 11-year-old daughter, Serafina.
I understand your mom had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was very scary. She'd been very sick. And they took her to a hospital. And a physician came out to talk to us when we got there and told us that she had cancer and that they didn't expect her to survive. And I remember thinking that there was a way that they could have told us that was softer.
Is that why you wanted to become a cancer nurse?
You know, I think so. I can't imagine doing anything else.
How does it feel to you telling someone they're going to die?
Oh, it's horrible. A lot of times when you get to that point, they know it and you know it because they don't feel good and they know what we're doing to them is not making them better. So a lot of times when we have that talk with them, they've kind of prepared for it.
Are you friends with some patients?
Mm-hmm. They all teach you something. They've taught me to celebrate the smallest things in life, like hair growing back. I learn about fear, and I learn about hope, and I really learn what love is. And love is that deep, intense feeling for another person's soul, and that it's okay to let that person go. We all don't know how long we're going to be on this planet, and that's why it's important to love each other and to, you know, to cherish a human being.
I really think God wanted you to be what you are because you're awesome at it. You make patients smile. You walk in the room and they're all like, Dana, oh my gosh, she's here. To me, you are maybe the angels on earth. You come down and try your best to heal people. You are my hero.
Thank you.
That's Dana Viviano and her daughter Serafina in St. Louis. You can find interviews from StoryCorps archived at the Library of Congress, and you can get the podcast at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Mark Haas Foundation.
This is NPR News.